The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
We're going to have, we've been talking to our friend Bob Mazakowski. People call him Muzz, because who can pronounce or spell Mazakowski? Even Bob can't. Do you know that?
No, he can't.
Yeah. No. And he has trouble with Bob, because he's an athlete, okay?
Is,
They're not strong in spelling. I'm just saying, I know Bob. And the issue is this. His story is a true story. If you want to see it on video, because we're back in the TBN studios, which is so beautiful.
Oh,
my goodness.
We love it.
I'm so grateful that we get to do this. But I want to say that Bob Mazakowski's story of starting an overtly Christian high school in the inner city of Chicago.
Yep.
It's very heavily minority. You talk about doing God's work, and I hope there are some people. I can say this when Bob is not in the room. I hope there are some people that want to give to what Bob is doing, because this is scalable. This should be happening around the country. The success, it's just, you know, I mean, this is when you wish you had more of a program and you could do this more often, because it is so astonishing what he has done. I know, because I know Bob, I've known Bob for 20 plus years. And I just want to say to people, go to Hope Christian Academy.
Yep.
And this is one of these things. You should support it. If you care what's happening in the inner cities in America and you want to solve it the right way, not the wrong way, because it can't be solved the wrong way.
Chicago Hope Academy.
Chicago Hope Academy.
That's it.
Seriously, folks, this is, you know, there are probably millionaires listening to this program. There are probably billionaires listening to this program. And God's going to judge us for what we did while we're here. And I want to tell you, when you find something that is really excellent, think seriously about whether I want to give to this, not just Christian Hope Academy, but there are things out there that, you know, this is a good bet, right? This is something that I really see that this is, I'm not taking it lightly how I use God's money. And I say that to everybody, because this is to be a part of that.
Yeah.
Is and look, Bob's not here. He didn't tell me to say this, and I don't want to embarrass him, but I just want to say to people, I have seen what they do, and you can't make it up. There are people like Bob and his family. You could never find them. They're just amazing at what they do.
It's true. Yeah. And I mean, the recent violence in Chicago and across the country, we need to support places like Chicago Hope Academy.
Yeah. 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 They're not a sponsor on the show or anything. I just say this because I've known Bob and I've seen it.
Yeah.
By the way, we're going to be talking to Demas Celiberios.
That's right.
He has also been heavily involved in dealing with the violence. He's a profound man of Christian faith.
Yeah, he's got a film he's going to talk about the whole thing. Yeah.
So we have him coming up. I should also announce that we have coming up on this program, we haven't aired the Johnny Russo thing yet.
No,
right?
I think we're going to do that Friday.
Okay.
It's a great weekend show.
Folks, Johnny Russo, you cannot make him up. It's like, it's a story that unless you look into it, you would believe there's no way this is true.
Yeah.
But it is true. The least exciting thing is that he plays Carlo, Talia Shire's husband, whom James Caan beats half to death in The Godfather.
Right.
That's like how most people know him. But the rest of the story is more interesting.
We could almost air him on Miracle Monday, because he said if it wasn't for him, The Godfather would never have been made. It was a miracle.
Okay. It was not a miracle.
Okay.
But just to be clear.
A coincidence?
I don't know. But I just want to say, so we've got Carlo Rizzi. He plays Carlo Rizzi. Johnny Russo. We're also going to have Bill O'Reilly on the show.
Yes. Hopefully tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yep.
We got a lot of exciting guests.
Oh, we do.
I don't know if I'm up to it.
I don't know.
I don't think I'm up to it. All
people
right.
tune in to see you, but then they get a bonus, a guest.
Yeah, they get a guest.
Okay.
And a sidekick named Albin.
Ooh, that would be me.
All right, Albin.
Yes, sir.
I want to, when we, after Bob Mazakowski,
mm-hmm.
we're going to have a segment, because we're going to do two long segments with Bob, but after that I want to talk, people write into us, and there's sometimes we do an Ask Metaxas segment. Other times people just write to blow off steam in my direction.
Yeah.
And I thought sometimes we need to do some segments that are a viewer writes.
Yeah.
Okay. Or a listener writes. And we're going to do one about Trump and Adolf Hitler.
Yeah. We get a few of those.
And I want to, because we need to talk about this.
Yeah.
It's time.
It is.
It's time.
It is time.
So we're going to talk about that.
That'll be fun.
But I don't want to forget that I spent a lot of time with our friend Mike Lindell recently. I've never spent this much time with him. And I just want to tell you, he's a bad guy. Actually, no, that's not true. He's a good guy. He's such a good guy that you kind of, I don't know how to put this. He's one of these people that when you spend time with him, you realize he's guileless. He's also incredibly brilliant. He doesn't come across that way because he seems like a regular guy.
Yeah,
he's brilliant. His mind is going 1,000 miles an hour, and that's why he's built up a company with 2,500 employees. Yeah. You don't make many, many, many millions of dollars and have 2,500 people on your payroll if you're not a good businessman.
He's got that endearing Michelle Bachmann accent, too.
That's right. That's right.
I was listening. I said to my wife, hey, listen, he sounds like Michelle Bachmann.
Yeah, well, obviously, like, they're both from Minnesota, and they talk like that. But so I spent a lot of time with him, and it was mainly I went to the Corn Palace in South Dakota to launch Frank's speech. It was a special event with Joe Piscopo.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
He is so talented.
He is. He is
outrageously talented. He's not ashamed to lift up the name of Jesus. Albin and I are ashamed. We're very shy about our faith.
Quiet.
And we don't want to get arrested. Please don't hurt us. But the fact is that it was an amazing event. But when you hear, I guess I want to say this. I want people to go to frankspeech.com. We're going to put a lot of our programs on frankspeech.com. And I think we're going to do some live segments on frankspeech.com. I'll tell you, I haven't even told Albin about
it. No, I'm afraid.
Yes. Oh, but you're wearing a tutu. It's crazy.
Oh, boy.
But frankspeech.com, if you go there and watch the event that I did with Mike the other night and Joe Piscopo. It was Joe Piscopo.
And Ben Carson.
And then me. Oh, yeah, Ben Carson. And I made fun of poor Ben Carson.
You did. Yeah.
Because he, look, this is the problem. I always have to explain. When I love somebody as much as I love Ben Carson, it doesn't even cross my mind that people don't know how much I love Ben Carson. So I was making fun of him. And then people were like, Eric, should you say that? Whatever. And I think probably I shouldn't, because half the people listening have no idea that I know Ben Carson. I love him. But I was making fun because he's so calm. And my wife always says, why aren't you calm like Ben Carson?
Yeah.
And he's a brain surgeon.
Well, and Mike Lindell says that's my best friend, Ben Carson. They're the exact opposite in personality. One's calm, one's a frantic and manic. Interesting.
No, Ben Carson is one of these people that the reason he was one of the top brain surgeons on planet Earth, maybe the top brain surgeon, no joke, right? Is because he just has a brain that is it's so different from the rest of us. I mean, he's brilliant and methodical, and he could operate for 20 hours straight.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mike Lindell would operate for about 40 seconds straight and then run out
off to something else
and do some texts and stuff.
Yeah. But his personal story, Ben Carson's personal story about his mother who couldn't read and has that and would correct his book reports, it brings a tear to your eye. Oh. It's so sweet.
Well, this is what I'm saying. It's like, think of the people that are on the right side of history.
That's
Ben Carson, who comes from the poorest of the poor.
That's right.
And becomes one of the greatest brain surgeons on the planet in the cabinet of the President of the United States.
That's America.
Then you have a crack addict who should have died 50 times. If you've read his book, I just started reading his book on the plane yesterday because I never had the time. The first chapter is like you'll never stop reading if you read the first chapter. It's just lunacy. But these are the people I have the privilege of spending time with. And I just want to say, Ben Carson, Mike Lindell, these are warriors for truth and they love this country. Mm-hmm. And so just the fact that Ben Carson, with his busy schedule, was willing to come on. But if you get a chance, folks, go to frankspeech.com. and watch the evening the other day. I don't know where it's posted yet. All of our programs will eventually be on Frank's speech, since YouTube has, you know, they've decided they don't really believe in American values and freedom and stuff. And hey, who are we to judge?
Who are we?
You know, if you're a communist, God bless you.
Yeah,
so,
God bless you. That's it, right?
Well, I guess the other thing is, if you want to get my books, go to mystore.com and you can put the code Eric. And then, of course, don't forget Nutramedics, everything there. Use the code Eric. When we come back, the great Bob Mazakowski will be back.
When running a business, HR issues can kill you. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations, and HR manager salaries aren't cheap, an average of $70,000 a year. Bambi, spelled B-A-M-B-E-E, was created specifically for small businesses. You can get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, and maintain your compliance all for just $99 a month. With Bambi, you can change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. Your dedicated HR manager is available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboarding to terminations, they customize your policies to fit your business and help you manage your employees day-to-day, all for just $99 a month. Month-to-month, no hidden fees, cancel anytime. You didn't start your business because you wanted to spend time on HR compliance. Let Bambi help. Get your free HR audit today. Go to Bambi.com/Metaxas right now to schedule your free HR audit. That's Bambi.com/Metaxas, spelled B-A-M to the B-E-E.com/Metaxas. Bambi.com/Metaxas. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. Like you, I am sick of hearing about big tech companies spying on their customers, selling their data, and not being able to keep their platforms safe and secure. Luckily, I've found SquadPod, a private platform that helps businesses, organizations, churches, and nonprofits take back control of their communication. SquadPod has three things going for it that other companies do not. First, SquadPod puts you in control of who is a part of your team, what they see, and how they interact with the group. Second, SquadPod is 100% owned and operated in the United States. Third, SquadPod is simple to use. Just create an account, invite your team, and start communicating via their secure video and messaging features. Learn more at squadpod.com/Eric. That's squadpod.com/Eric. Let me say it again, squadpod.com/Eric. Check it out. Folks, I'm talking to Bob Mazakowski. Bob, there's never enough time. I want to get into Black Lives Matter. You are living your life, and your whole family, seven kids, lived your life in the inner city. You have spent your life working shoulder to shoulder with people in totally different circumstances, so you could speak with authority about what is happening in the inner city of Chicago.
Yeah, so we've had a lot of young boys, grow boys to men, live with us too, right? Who were, had a bad situations at home. Tyrone, I talk to every day. I got like 47 calls on Father's Day, right? So, and I only have seven biological kids. So we're in the Black community, and we get people talk a lot of smack, and they have their views on it, but we're in it every day. And Black Lives Matter support it. Originally, I'm like, Black Lives Matter, like, welcome to my world. When did everybody discover this? Hey. So, but to be fair, my opinion, not everybody has this opinion. I'm watching us gun each other down in the street. Actually, since George Floyd, which is tragic, think right decision, cop goes to prison for that. He was on the guy's neck. Like, that's my opinion. For way too long, right?
Yeah.
And but since then, 800 African-American people have shot each other dead in Chicago, and three-quarters, no one arrested. People don't realize that. They got away with murder. Most of the shooting.
Literally.
I think it's about three-quarters. No one even got caught, right? Last, about 3 weeks ago, at a McDonald's takeout, about 25 blocks from my house on Roosevelt Road, guys jump out of a car and shoot 40 shots at a man with his 7-year-old daughter, wound the man, and kill his 7-year-old daughter at the takeout line at McDonald's. And I told you,
I mean, this was all over the news, but yeah. You got the backstory.
The backstory is the driver, whose daughter was killed, weeks earlier had killed one of their gang members and then later did a video of himself urinating on the dead guy's grave. This is now rated R, right?
So now this is – so for payback –
they
these
shoot
guys
him, and they don't give a rip that a 7-year-old's in the car.
Don't care that the 7-year-old's in the car,
yeah.
And they unload 42 bullets.
And only hit six shots. from this, like, close. And this is...
I thought it was four shots, but...
I don't know. They missed...
But the point is they got him one shot.
And they didn't kill him.
And he lived.
And a seven-year-old
daughter.
And
his daughter got three shots and died.
Murdered, yeah. And we've had one-year-olds, three-year-olds, five-year-olds. So, again, this is controversial. Black Lives Matter no matter what to me. Come and talk to me about it. Come and live here and walk in my shoes. And I have a lot of black friends who feel exactly the same way as me. They matter no matter who's killing them. It doesn't matter if it's just the police or there's some bad police. But I got to tell you, the cops have saved their ass a lot of times. Most of them great men and women. They've been handcuffed by the mayor and the media saying, that, look, you're here. The cops are not the problem. And so... handcuffing the police and let people break windows and break and steal all the American Girl dolls on Michigan Avenue and storm stuff in our neighborhood. You know, you got people marching down, and God, I think their intentions are good when the white people come. There's nothing more pathetic than white people trying to act hip and come down once. And they don't really know any low-income African-American people. They're marching. Their intentions might be good, but you're really not helping here. You're creating a lot of racial tension. And so bad cops should go to jail. There are some. I don't understand why if somebody has a knife or something, you got eight cops, just go knock them down. Why would you shoot your gun? Just kick his ass, right? So I don't – and some people need, as my neighbor would say, a good ass whooping, right? They don't need to be shot, but if someone's got a knife and is attacking, knock them down, right? So anyway, it's easy for me to talk, but the police are up against it now. Murders are up. Insanely up in every city in America because the gangs know the cops ain't coming. They're not going to chase
us. See, this is so amazing.
They're not going to chase us. The Navy SEALs, the badass cops of the Chicago Police Department, are the undercover guys, and they eat in the local pizzerias, and we have a bunch, and they're always around us at tables. There was a shooting at a barbecue, and overhearing this conversation, they love hope. They know what we're trying to do, helping kids. And so... there's a shooting at a barbecue.
They love Hope Academy. They love Hope Christian Academy.
And the Little League and everything.
They know what you guys are doing,
sure.
So yeah. They know you guys are good guys. Yeah,
yeah, real. And so there's a shooting at a barbecue, and a kid was shot and killed. They weren't shooting at the kid, of course, and the guys are ringing. They get a 911. They're chasing down. And when a mother's screaming when her child is shot, a black mom, she's not calling for counselors. She's calling for the cops to catch the shooter, right? And so they're... got sighting of the guy in an alley two blocks away running, two guys. The cops, one are coming this way, and these are the police relating the story to me. Another cop shoots down with his car that way to try to corner them in, and they get a call to stand down.
So they get a call.
From somebody above them.
From somebody
down.
Above them.
Yeah.
Do not pursue the murderer.
They'll get him later.
We'll get him later.
Yeah. So.
Right.
That's a pretty tough situation to be in, because the cop is saying, if I catch this guy and slam him down on the curb, face down, and now I'm mad. There's a dead kid. He's a human being, the police officer. He's mad, and he's a badass, right? If he slams this guy's face down on the ground who just killed a kid, they're going to take pictures of him beating up the guy, right, and say he's a racist and blah, 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 blah. And I'm not denying that there is racism. But like the senator from South Carolina, Tim Scott, said, we're not – things are not bad for you now. Things are bad for your great-grandparents, grandparents. But right now, everybody's got heat, running water, electricity, and a ton of opportunity, right? And we can't – what happened to George Floyd and some of the shootings by police is horrible. But we really, we can't blame that. There's like 800 shot dead since that. Like, what does that
800
have to do?
Shot
dead.
In inner-city Chicago.
It's more than that now. All over, some of it downtown, right? So now it's – because the police have been just –
they've been told not to do their job.
So now it's coming back a little bit.
Now, what is the story of the Chicago mayor?
Chicago has a massive black middle class of great people, conservative people. They're cops, firemen, bus drivers, car drivers, workers, massive homeowner people, great people. And most of them feel my way, but everyone's afraid to say it, right? So, so the mayor's...
So black people are afraid... to say
some are, but I get invited.
They don't want to get attacked.
I'm at a lot of quote unquote black stuff, right? And so, because of where we live and what we do,
yeah,
meetings, churches, and online, people are just sick of it, especially the over 60s crowd. There's this embarrassed and disgraceful at the shooting and at all the shooting going on, the cowardice of it. What could be more cowardly than driving by and shooting at someone? Get out of the car and punch me in the face. It's just so bad. And so the guns are in there, but the guns are everywhere. And I asked the police once, I said, a couple of cops, I said, have you ever seen someone murdered with a licensed handgun? And they didn't flinch. They said, never. Never. Never saw anyone murdered with a licensed handgun. So, of course, people are selling guns and making money off it, right? So they're not, they're obviously not deep thinkers, right? I have African-American friends, very successful business friends. They got 27 guns, right? And so because they're more likely to be in that situation, they're more likely to get hassled by cops, but not anymore, right? I know that. I can only empathize. I'm not black. I can empathize, but I can't feel. I can't walk in your skin, and I get that. But it's much more frightening what's going on at night than the cops. I think right now, especially now, because they're on notice that the cops are the least of our problems. We're killing each other in massive numbers.
It's but, tragic. I mean, the mayor of Chicago.
I preach funerals. I've buried boys in their uniforms that I'm super close to.
In their baseball uniforms.
And their little Romel Robinson, who ran wild against St. Ignatius, was stabbed to death. After he had left Hope, I begged him to stay. He came out of jail. He's a tough kid, really tough kid. Now he's 21, and I hired him. I'm helping him get his GED. I feel guilt. We were supposed to lift weights, and we didn't. It was a Friday afternoon. I was busy, and he went and got stabbed to death about five blocks from Hope. And everything at his funeral was pictures of him in the Little League. I knew him since he was eight, and my sons played on the team with him. And he was a tough guy. Somebody stabbed him in the back because Romel was no punk. And
now,
so,
why was he killed?
He might have mouthed off to somebody. All the revenge. If you made every drug legal, it wouldn't stop one shooting. Everything is revenge now.
Revenge.
It's not drugs. It's not drugs. So anyway, you're on my territory. You're riding around. People look at me when I'm riding around. People look at you. And often I'll open my – they'll see it's me. And I go, hey, Coach Bob. And they're selling drugs on the corner. They feel bad about it. They might have been – I've known them from years ago. So it doesn't always work great, right? There's many, many kids.
Well, of course.
Yeah. So but we got a ton of miracles going, and that's the miracle of Chicago Hope Academy. So,
and right now, last night you and I were with our buddy BJ Weber. He's on the board of Chicago Hope, mm-hmm. and you made a big decision after a lot of years. I mean, honestly, people can never dream. I've seen you in action. I am in awe of you. You just know everybody. You're doing 1,000 things. It's just unbelievable. But finally, your son, Bo.
Ike.
Oh,
Isaiah.
Ike.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Ike is 28.
Isaiah. Yeah.
Isaiah Ike. He, as of literally yesterday, mm-hmm. officially now is the new president of Chicago Hope Academy.
Right, yeah.
And you're going to step back
yeah.
and what? Try to get the billionaires to give some money?
I'll always raise money for Hope. And so, and that's kind of the deal, right? That great philosopher, what's his name? Chris Rock, the great philosopher, said this. If Johnny can't read, that's mommy's fault. If Johnny can't read because the lights are out because the electric bill hasn't been paid, that's daddy's fault. I'm daddy.
We are going to be right back with Bob Mazzucchelli. The book is Safe at Home. Prescription Dispensing Labs is a national licensed pharmacy specializing in personalized prescription and natural medicine. The pharmacists at PD Labs are credited with formulating unique nasal sprays for the dreaded brain fog and a leader in uncovering new compounds to improve your health. PD Labs is one of the first pharmacies to now offer a telemedicine group trained in prevention medicine and how to restore your health. They have developed signature professional supplements that really work rather than just promotional advertising. PD Labs Pharmacy prides itself on innovation and amazing customer service that show dedication to your health. Today, everyone needs a choice in their healthcare, and they bring many refreshing options on how to maximize your body's amazing capabilities to bounce back. PD Labs has an extensive network of practitioners nationwide dedicated to true healthcare, not sick care. Visit their website, pdlabsrx.com, for free health tips, podcasts, and their popular online store. Call 888-909-0110. Ask for Ray and tell them Eric sent you. That's 888-909-0110.
Hey there, folks. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? What, like four? The truth is, I know there are millions of people, in fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain. maybe from exercise, just getting older, that could do it, getting older, which is why I am so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pains, then I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95, about a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384. I use it. It works. Check it out.
Hello, talking to Bob Mazakowski. Bob, there's never enough time, so next time you come to New York, I just want you to come back and we'll continue the conversation. Please, please, we got to do it. We've got, you know, 6 minutes here. What else should we talk about? I mean, maybe Chicago Hope Academy. I want people to know about this. How do they find it online?
ChicagoHopeAcademy.org.
.org.
Yeah. Chicago
Hope Academy. It's a big deal. Yeah. I mean, yeah. You guys, you're building a new building. Okay, but you haven't raised all the money yet because right. It's expensive.
We pushed it out a year. It's kind of on hold right
How
now.
Many students do you have there now?
287.
Okay.
280.
This is, listen.
Going to be 600.
It's like I blink, 5 years pass, mm-hmm. and you've got a ton of kids' yeah. lives being yeah. changed in the inner city.
Yeah.
Overtly Christian.
Yeah. Yeah, so all the teachers are born again, serious about their faith. You could open up, which kicks you out of the federal money. Although there is a state income tax credit right now, which is great for us. You could send your state income tax in Illinois to Chicago Hope now. For now. This is year four of a four-year program, and hopefully it gets renewed. We have a Democrat-laden Congress.
Now, I would think that Barack Obama and Oprah Winfrey should give a ton of money to Chicago Hope. Like, I can't get over this. This is inner-city Chicago
yeah.
helping black youth.
Yeah. A lot of... We were on Oprah's Big Give maybe 12, 13 years ago. It was a show about giving. And then so it was about giving, and each week someone got eliminated like fire. And then in the end, Steve Paletta was on, and he won at Chicago Hope. They had to come to Chicago. Their assignment was come to Chicago. You got 48 hours to raise money for a charity. And Steve came to Chicago Hope. He's a Connecticut guy, and he won. But we met with her people after, and she has so many layers, someone like Oprah, and God bless her. I haven't met her. I don't know. But they have so many layers of people before you get – we never got a nickel from them, which is – and so – and I'm not saying that she's bad or a bad person. And Obama's – they're doing their library and all that kind of stuff in Chicago. And so there's a lot of successful business people who you don't know, like the millionaires next door, or in one case for us, the billionaire next door that give money like that. But we live off people giving $500, $1,000, $5,000. We have a couple big seven-figure guys that help Hope, which we're fortunate. And blessed beyond means for it. But in general, we live off Christian people or non-Christian people. Frankly, some of my old rugby buddies are not believers, but they love we're helping kids. So that's what, you know, if independent, as I ask you, since we all agree that independent Christian schools shouldn't be only for rich kids or racially segregated, then people should give to Chicago Hope Academy. You know, again, as I said, you could either give to ministries, do the ministries, or you're disobedient, right? And so loading up on your $10 million house in Naples, Florida, I mean, I'm not judging your soul, right? And I am a sinner to the max. I can say nothing to anybody right now. But really, you shouldn't be I don't think we should be loading up or working on our handicap in our 50s and 60s of how good we are at golf, right? When I became a man, I put away childish things. So anyway, we always need financial help. We're in a better position now than we've ever been. And I remember in the early years borrowing all my cash value from my life insurance to make payroll. So I know how tough that is, but you know, you got a year or two in the bank, but we need, you know, this thing should go on till Jesus comes back 100 years. And that's the big vision, to make it good right here. Kids have been told forever, the inner son, if you make it, you can get out of the ghetto. Well, the good guys did, like LeBron James, right? And how's that working? So our message is stay here. Let's make it good right here. I told you earlier, we built our track, the Big East College Track Championship was supposed to be. Our track is the nicest track in the Midwest. We acquired a gym from Michael Jordan's trainer, thanks to some big donors, Brian and Mark and Joe in particular. We have tremendous facilities. Our track, Eric, you and I at our age would be fast on our track. Steeplechase, pole vault. So our mantra is let's make it good right here in the inner city. Yeah. It's not gentrification because of our lot of – we have a little housing program where we rehab and flip houses and our people get to move in. So gentry actually means the working people. So it isn't a bad thing. What do you want your neighbor to stay where people are getting shot all over the place? But we think we have a way of keeping it mixed, which we love. If you own a home, you could still get a house over by our thing for $150,000. You know, I'm talking about a three-bedroom, one-and-a-half bath with a backyard and a garage. Now, you need a flak jacket, but you could get a house.
You need a flak jacket. Yeah, that was a joke.
That's going to change. That's changing. Like, the neighborhood's getting better.
And you have, like, a coffee house? What is that?
The Hope Cafe. Yeah, it's a rehabbed old 110-year-old German Turner's Hall that we
listen,
rehabbed.
I visited it.
Yeah, it's really
and
cool.
I watched a rugby game there. You've got a whole world, Bob.
Yeah, we have a movement. Hope is a movement, not just a school. So it's really to help the whole community, so, not just our kids.
So little Ike, who grew up to be Ike now, yeah. is the president, the new president,
Chicago.
Took over from
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
And isn't your daughter also working there?
Yeah, Scout. That's her real name, her baptized name from To Kill a Mockingbird, and she's very much like that character. Graduated from Notre Dame. She was women's MVP and captain of Notre Dame University rugby team. She's a tough cookie. And Scout left real estate to be the admissions director. So she's 24, Ike's 28. So I got two full-time people there.
But all your kids went to Hope Academy.
Yeah, and I had trepidation about that historically. And this is a really good message for all dads and moms out there. Look, we stayed there, and I know people were saying, oh, you sacrificed your children on the altar of your vision. There was a little squawk about us doing what we do, out of the box, raising your kids on the west side instead of moving to Hinsdale or Wilmette or Winnetka, right? So, and I was worried about that. God blessed us and protected everybody, and it wasn't perfect by all means. So Wayne Gordon of Lawndale Community Church, who was in a Bible study, one of my heroes, said this. Your children need to know they're the most important kid in your life, but not the only important kid. And they need to know they're part of something bigger than themselves. So the fact that I came back to be the principal after Chicago Hope, Columbia University, and Scout came back was really good for me. They're way more competent and better human beings and better followers of Christ than I am. And that they're back doing that was reassuring to me.
This is so amazing. We're out of time. The website is ChicagoHopeAcademy.org. ChicagoHopeAcademy.org. God bless you,
push
my friend.
Push donate.
Old man, look at my life.
Oh, hello, Albin.
What?
It's just you and me. Bob left.
Oh, Bob.
Bob Mazurkowski left.
Get
so
back here.
We're going to have to fill the time. They
oh,
tell
boy.
You, stretch, stretch.
Stretch.
We've got, Ugh. No, actually, we've got a lot of stuff to share. We're going to do a viewer rights segment
yes.
where
yes.
somebody writes in. Now, folks, I want to say this again. Anyone who writes to us at ericmetaxas.com. Now, you should go there to sign up for the newsletter. If you don't, you're dead to me. ericmetaxas.com. Go there, sign up for the newsletter. But anybody who writes to us at ericmetaxas.com, I'm still able to read all of them, and I do.
Yeah.
I would like to think that eventually there'll be so many that I can't, but I'm still trying, excuse me, to stay ahead of it, and I'm reading these. So I want to talk about this. A viewer writes,
yeah.
I don't know where this viewer is from, but he's comparing Trump to Hitler.
What?
Very savvy. No one's ever said that before,
no.
So we're going to get back to this. But before I do, a viewer writes, Albin.
Yeah. I came down on from Tarrytown through Grand Central
okay,
today.
We're in New York City.
Yeah.
You come from
Tarrytown.
Westchester
yep.
down here. You take the train. You
yep.
get out at Grand Central.
Yeah, station.
Terminal.
The terminal right
terminal.
There, the big one, the beautiful one. And there's a big long line, and I saw a big sign up in several places that said, get the vaccine and get two round-trip tickets anywhere on the Metro North, okay? And then I saw another sign that said, sell your soul for a round trip to Ossining. I said, okay, I'm getting in line here.
Be a guinea pig.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody I know very, very closely, and I'm not going to mention
who it is.
Before you
say this,
yes.
I just want to say, our policy on this program is, if you want to get the vaccine,
that's right.
get it.
Yeah, right.
If you want to drive 150 miles an hour and risk your life, feel free.
Right.
As long as you don't hurt anybody else. But
yeah.
when somebody tells you you have to do the dangerous thing, I would say don't do it, right? So I'm telling everyone I know, unless you are in a bad place where you feel I've got to do this, I would say do not do it. Because there's all kinds of questions, and you're hearing anecdotal information about people dying and stuff. So for crying out loud, folks, don't let people tell you, like, hey, you know, just go and take it. I would say no,
and
do not.
Right. And before I heard your advice, I got it 42 times I got shot, and now I'm going around healing people. So
that's amazing, Albin.
It's wonderful. But anyway, a guy I know very closely.
Not a joke. This is true.
This is not a joke. My wife told me about this, actually. We both know this guy. He got the Johnson & Johnson one, and like the next day, he could not hear. He was totally deaf, like in one of his ears. And of course, he goes to the ENT, get it checked out, and they said, if you had not come within like the last 48 hours or something like that, you would have been permanently deaf. And it was from, apparently, the J&J vaccine. So yes, there's some guinea pig trials going on here right now. So you got to be careful. That's all we're saying.
So that's not a joke.
And, right, and he's a younger guy. He's like 35 years old. He's 35. He's not.
He went
he's
deaf
not 60.
In his right ear.
Totally deaf.
Now, people are saying that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, some people, your saliva tastes like floor wax.
Very nice. But you can polish your shoes, and it's great. Side effect.
That was a dumb joke. But what you're saying is not a joke.
No, it's not.
Okay, my father and mother took the vaccine. My father and mother both were sick for weeks. My father was very sick for weeks. And there's no other explanation. And in fact, I talked to some doctors, oh, yeah, this is the vaccine's effective. But, you know, there's nothing permanent that we know of. But I just want to say, ladies and gentlemen, don't get into this politicization. This is just use common sense, okay? There's enough information out there that says do not go with the flow. When everybody says you got to do something, make a note, do not do it. Because I would say that, you know, again, if people want to get it, good for you. It's a free country. But don't put pressure on people. Look, I walk around in New York City. People are wearing masks outdoors.
I know.
Lunacy. It's like I can't even believe that people are so sucked into this that they're wearing masks outdoors. And here's what it is. It's kind of like saying, like, hey, I'm a good guy. Don't bother me. Don't look at me funny. Yeah. I'm going to go with the crowd.
Yeah.
You're breathing your own carbon dioxide. Yeah. It is totally unhealthy. All doctors say fresh air.
Fresh air.
Fresh air. Breathe. Fresh
breathe.
Air. So this is insanity.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yes.
All right.
Let's go.
A viewer writes.
Yes. Viewer writes.
Okay. This is somebody named, I'll make up a name.
And we get quite a few of these letters, by the way.
And this is, I'll make up a name. Patrick McHenry.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. It's a good made up name, isn't it? It's
It
just like
way.
It's Irish. Patrick McHenry.
Sure.
All right. Here we go. He writes, she writes, please go to the web and read the definition of a cult leader. Trump is not a Christian in the way Bonhoeffer was.
Hmm.
Holy cow. If you're not a Christian the way Bonhoeffer was, you're probably the Antichrist. You might be Adolf Hitler 2.0. Let me just ask a question. Trump is not a Christian the way Bonhoeffer was. Probably, though, Biden is, right?
He might
Biden
be.
Is a Bonhoeffer-type
so
Christian.
So far. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Okay, so this person writes, please go to the web, read the definition of a cult leader. Trump is not a Christian in the way Bonhoeffer was. He sensed where his support would be if he adopted some of our principles like the sacredness of life. I think the word sanctity, but we're going to go with it. He was for abortion before he was against it. I am a lifelong Republican. I did not vote for Hillary or Joe either. We really did not have a choice, which is sad in a country of 330 million. Trump is as evil in some ways as Hitler was. !! Open your eyes! !! Now, it's interesting because you can't tell from the text whether this man was foaming at the mouth, but I get the impression he might have been. Here's the issue, folks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just point out the logical absurdities in this note written to me, okay? He says he was for abortion before he was against it.
Hmm.
So was Eric Metaxas.
Hmm. Uh-oh.
So you're saying I'm a phony? I write in my book, Fish Out of Water,
okay.
A young man... that I was involved in aborting a child.
Yeah, I know.
And that is called a sin.
Mm-hmm.
It is horrible. But people do those things before they realize that it's wrong. And so you repent and you ask God for forgiveness. But you never say, oh, it didn't matter. It mattered, okay? So Trump obviously was not the man he is today.
No.
But something happened and he changed. So the idea that this person is sort of saying, well, you can't change. Listen, you know who says that you can't change? The devil, okay?
Yeah, right.
Whatever you did, I'm going to haunt you with it. I'm going to haunt you with it. I'm going to beat you over the head with your past sins. My sins are nailed to the cross, folks.
Yeah.
And so to say that, you know what, we're going to continue. We're going to do another segment. I'm going to continue my rant.
Oh, boy.
When we come back, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. Don't forget to go to ericmetaxas.com, sign up for the newsletter, folks. Please do that and sign up all your friends. You're doing them a favor. ericmetaxas.com. Don't forget. Folks, welcome back. Final segment. Okay, Alvin, I'm reading a viewer writes, okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And what did I say, Patrick McHenry? Let's just change it to Alice McGillicuddy, just so you know that it's neither of them.
It's somebody who's Irish. Let's just put it that way.
It's some Irish, some angry Irish person, really blotchy with rage.
Yeah.
And here's the person writes, I can't believe an educated person, as you claim to be, can be taken in by Donald Trump. I did not vote for Hillary or Joe either. We really did not have a choice. Which is sad in a country. Trump is as evil in some ways as Hitler was.
Oh, only in some ways. Not
yeah,
in
only
all.
In some ways.
No,
not in all ways, right? Like,
right.
He didn't murder millions and millions of people.
Yes.
But in other ways, just as evil. Mm-hmm. Mark it down.
Okay.
So, anyway, Alice McGillicuddy, I got to tell you, you're not thinking logically. When somebody says Trump is as evil as Hitler was in some ways, that's a non-statement. I don't even know what that is. Every one of us knows that apart from the grace of God, we're evil. So it's kind of a meaningless statement. But when some people say that Trump is a cult leader, he has fascist tendencies, can I tell you something? I have fascist tendencies. The question is not whether you have fascist tendencies. The question is whether you are a fascist or behave as a fascist. And by God's grace, I do not. So when somebody says Trump has fascist tendencies, you realize they're thinking so sloppily. The question is, folks, can you point to things that he does? Can you speak like the language of men in English and explain to me what in the world you're saying? I would say for sure this person cannot, because it's an emotional statement. Whenever people say things like that, it's just preposterous. I mean, think how preposterous it is to say that Trump is not a Christian in the way Bonhoeffer was.
Right.
Is he a Christian in the way that Albin is, or that I am, or that, like, what does this even mean? I'm not a Christian in the way that Bonhoeffer was. Bonhoeffer was the gold standard.
Yeah.
Okay, and we all strive for that. But it's preposterous to say, here, you got a choice. Either a holy man of God like Bonhoeffer, or everybody else is of the devil, and I'm not voting for anybody. If you don't vote for people because you're looking for perfection, you're part of the problem. You allowed Joe Biden to get into office. If you didn't vote, when you don't vote, whoever wins, you're on the hook for that person.
You know, I wasn't crazy about Trump when he was first running, and people would say, like, well, he had these affairs and whatever, but I let that pass because I said, I don't know Trump and I don't know his sins, but I'll tell you something. I'm a bigger sinner than Trump. Okay, so that's a non-issue. That's a non-starter for me.
You're the real fascist.
I am.
You are Hitler 2.0.
Right. No, I'm taking away your microphone right now, sir.
I know. It's incredible.
That's
okay,
it.
But I just say, because I get all these letters that say the Trump is this, or, and I what fascinates me and actually saddens me is how illogically people think.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like somebody, explain to me what you mean. But when you say things that he has authoritarian fascist tendencies, or he's a cult leader, it's so preposterous. It's so silly that you can't really dignify with much of a response except some kind of mockery.
Yeah, and Jesus said, by the fruit you will know them, by their fruit. He has produced such great fruit in his just as 4 years. We see what he has done for the country, for the economy, for the world in general, how he stopped wars, how he did some wonderful things, folks. You got to admit. Now, how is Joe Biden in his position as the unelected bureaucrat? How is he doing right now? What are his fruits?
Well,
right?
it's hard not. I mean, you could talk for an hour about this, but I want to say to people, you've got to think logically, folks. And the letter that I just wrote you is the classic example. Many people I know, some of them brilliant people, they don't think logically. They let their emotions cloud things. And they say things like this. And it's simply preposterous. If somebody is pro-life in terms of their actions, I don't really care about their past or what they're really thinking. The reason somebody is called president, he presides. He's over the executive branch. He does stuff. The stuff he does, that goes into the history books. So, you know, the idea that somebody is not perfect, he's not a Christian as Bonhoeffer was, it becomes meaningless. And I just want to say I'm not in favor of that. Okay, Albin, we got to tell people, don't forget, use the code ERIC wherever you go. At the AMP, just use the code ERIC.
Yep.
And don't forget, sign up for the newsletter, folks. Please, thank you.